Eric, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Well, when most of us see prices at the pump go up, we kind of panic. But people who like small cars and sell small cars are probably happy about that after looking at the numbers for the sale of small cars in the month of February for Ford.
Right. Well, we're, you know, the thing with Ford is what's so much different today than in the past is that we've got a full portfolio of products today. It's not completely dependent on pickup trucks. So we are able to do very well in a pickup truck type environment, like we saw late last year. And conversely, when the prices at the pumps go up, we have answers for our customers, and we're able to support those customers and their needs with great small cars, such as the Fiesta and the Focus.
Eric,
and the new Focus is looking to double in sales this month.
Before we talk a little bit more about the Focus, when we see a spike in gas like we have, where it's jumped as much as 50, 60 cents in some parts of the country, do people react to that when it comes to, say, they're looking for a car? Does that freak them out and cause them to buy small, even though the spike may be only a week or two long?
Oh, there's no question that it does. We actually saw this change in the market during the last gas price spike, which happened in March, April of last year. And now that prices are rising, it's not just the rise in price, but it's the speed at which they rise, Tony. So when they rise over a very short period of time, like what we're seeing right now, you will see customers move quickly towards the purchase of smaller vehicles.
You mentioned the Ford Focus is due to double its sales for the month of February.
Right.
You in the information that I'm looking at, Focus exceeded 20,000 units sold in 2001 when they had their biggest month. So this month is going to be pretty big.
Right. We expect it to be over 20,000. So it will be... In relation, it'll be our best February month for Focus since 2001 or 2000. The numbers aren't completely in yet for the month, but it's going to be a very big month for Focus. And as you know, we launched the car last year, and with the springtime coming and higher gas prices, it certainly seems to be resonating well with our customers.
Tell us about the Ford Focus. Who's your target market, and tell us about the car.
Well, the car itself is a global vehicle. So if you look at it, it's the same vehicle that we'll sell in Europe that we're selling here in the United States. It's the same vehicle that we're selling in Asia. So it has a very European look to it, very wide athletic stance. And for the fuel efficiency that it gets, 40 miles per gallon, it also is one of the most powerful vehicles with 40 miles per gallon in the segment. So it does provide great performance, and it's very fun to drive. So people can actually get the fuel economy that they're looking for without having the penalty of having a somewhat complacent vehicle on the road.
How are Ford's other vehicles going to sell this month?
We're expecting good sales. We're expecting our sales to be up this month, and believe it or not, even though the truck segment we were expecting it to shrink a little bit because of the higher gas prices, Ford will perform very well in that segment. A lot of that has to do with EcoBoost. It's our new powertrain that we've been putting into our F-Series, which makes it the most fuel-efficient full-size pickup truck on the road today. So EcoBoost has been a big part of the success. And we plan to triple our capacity for other variants of EcoBoost that will be coming out in many of our car products this year and other utility vehicles.
Eric, do you have the information of how car sales are doing for Ford in Europe and in Asia?
I don't. I mean, they're doing well in Europe. I don't have, not tracking Europe and Asia for this particular month. But they're doing well in both of those markets. We're very pleased. Europe, as you know, has had some some struggles economically. I think we've all heard about that on the news. But vehicles like our Focus are best-selling vehicles in Europe.
All right. Eric Merkel is the Ford sales analyst, and he is the reporting manager for Ford. Looks like good news. And when the state of Michigan is selling cars, that's a good thing.
Very good. Yes, it is.
All right. Thanks so much, Eric.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it.